Life makes you bitter. Life comes at you from many different directions. But it's life that prepares you for where you're going. In order for us to grow as a church and the body of Christ, we have to go through what we go through. It prepares us for the journey that we are on to discover the destiny that He has for us. But every time something comes your way, three things are going to happen. You're either going to get distracted. You may be getting detoured. Or you may get delayed. Each one of those things are going to work in your favor. I said they're going to work in your favor. Even when you're detoured, it's because something is ahead of you that you don't understand that is there, that can harm you. But we get mad at the detour that makes us go a little bit longer on this journey. We get mad because we got to sit behind others in a line that others are waiting on the same thing. We see the signs, and before we even see what was ahead, we're already upset because we've been delayed. But if you hadn't taken notice to the signs, and you just kept on going down the normal route, when you got to the place that you were normally supposed to be, you would have been standing in a long line wondering, what is this all about? I don't know about you, but I have a lot of patience. A lot of patience. You get yourself behind a wonderful person every single time when you're driving in your vehicle. And you get a little bit upset. To the point that you start learning how to speak in sign language. We get upset because there's been a delay when we're trying to get to our destination. But a delay is not a no from God. A delay is for your good. You may have not made it to where you thought you were going to go. You didn't make it to the time you thought you were going to be there. You thought you were going to be in a bigger platform. You thought you were going to be in a bigger building. You thought you were going to be somewhere further than you are now. But God said, it's not your time. But then you want to get mad. Get mad and we want to start. Well, we start speaking in tongues that you do understand. Then we start thinking that we got this down pat because we've been in church a long time. We've been doing everything right. We've been doing everything that Scripture tells us to do. But yet there's still a delay. And we get mad. Hadn't come through yet. We get mad. But don't detour yourself. Just because you're upset about waiting. Because we're uncomfortable. Don't be in a vehicle that has no AC here in South Texas. Sitting there behind somebody else, blaring their music, windows up, AC blowing so hard, you see their hair moving inside the car. then you know there's something that you ain't got. It's called air. And you feel like everything that I've been doing, God, is for your glory. But this, I do not understand that it's part of my story. I'm trying to get somewhere. But everywhere I turn, it seems like I've been delayed. We don't understand why the delay. But we do everything to give you glory, God. We praise your name on high. We get on our face and cry. But Lord, there's a delay and I don't understand. What is it? Just trying to do the right thing to get to the right place. That place that you have destined for my life, that's inside of me, called destiny. But in this destiny, it seems like everything that's inside of me is causing me to be my own enemy. I proclaim in your name, but in your name, I bring vain, because I don't like the delay. It's caused me to be distracted. It's caused me to see things in a different light. But it's dim, because what's inside of me is called destiny. And destiny is not always revealed. It is discovered along the walk on the path that he's ordered for your steps. It's hard. It's never easy. We look back on the course of our life and we say, God, you brought me a long way. But we're here being delayed. Why? It seems like it's getting harder and hotter. Then he reminds you to look back over the course of your life. And I've turned the fire up 7 times hotter. And you've been in that furnace asking why. All I did was worship you, and I didn't bow to the things of this world. I stayed focused, but I got thrown into a furnace and bound in the midst of my journey, in the midst of following what you had for me, God. I feel like I'm bound on the road to destiny. Why do we go through what we go through? Does it seem like we're ever going to get out? And it seems like everything that is around us becomes against us. And the fire intensifies. Your body begins to manifest disease because of your stress, because of your anger and unforgiveness. Your body begins to release something toxic within the very house of God. Say, God, but I'm just after you. Why are we in this place called delay? I have a plan and a purpose for you. I can't reveal it all to you. But your delay is not my no. Your delay is what I'm about to show you in the discovery of who I really am in this delay. It seems like relationships that were on the path for increase, on the path to do great things, what seemed to be the very thing that you thought God had ordained for your life, the relationships started going south, started being ripped apart, torn, and cut away from you. And you wonder, why was this in the midst of my destiny? says, you have to understand there's some things that I've got to do to remove from you that you have allowed in you that has begun to manifest in your body. And what you declare out of your mouth, I have to delay you so that you don't take this mess into your promise. Because once you get there, you will release everything that has been planted in there from the enemy, and you'll think it's been me, but it's been the enemy. We have got to allow the process to work on our behalf. Instead of looking outwardly, saying it was their fault, her fault, his fault. It was the church's fault. It was religion. It was legalism. It's part of your walk. But he shows us that we have to get rid of the things that are deep inside. We have to start forgiving God first. Because we've developed an attitude towards God based upon the delay. We get mad. We want to quit. We're through. And it's only just begun. It will intensify. He's raising up a mature bride. A bride that is ready to withstand the trials that will come against her. He's rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. He is rebuilding the walls of which the enemy has brought down. And he is requiring of us to get back into our homes and fix what is out of order and put it back in order so that we can fix the breach that is in front of our home that has changed the DNA structure of this country of ours. It has changed the structure in our home, in our children. He says, build the wall once again, because this is part of the delay, because I've got great and mighty things for my bride, but my people don't want to get in order. They've been living in disorder and calling it life. Can obtain what he has for us. It starts with us. You can't blame the government. We are the government. You can't blame the officials. We are the officials. You can't blame society. We are society. It's a younger generation. Look at yourself. There's another generation before you that's still here. It's every generation that has to take their stand and rebuild the walls. When Nehemiah saw that the walls had been breached and had been broken and burned down, he went before the Lord, fasting and praying. The crazy thing is, he was serving a king as a cupbearer. Cupbearer, the lowliest position. Drink this, and if you die, I know as a king, I won't drink it. But watch, who did he use to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem? The one was in the lowest position, the one that was closest to death. Every single time he raised his cup, if you think that you're at the closest part of death in your life, in part of your life right now, that you, I can't do this no more, he's getting ready to call you out. And he's getting ready to use you in the midst of the destruction to bring back holiness back to the church. And he's going to place you at the head of the church. We can't quit. We can't even slow down. We've got to continue the walk. And when there's a delay, beloved, it's for you to get on your knees and pray. God, what will you have for the church to do? What will you have me do in this delay, God? It can't be about what I want to do. It's got got to be about what you want to do. It's not about me. It's about you. When you're delayed, pray. Shut the door of your mouth to complaining, bickering, murmuring. Shut up! You're spewing lies in the atmosphere, because anything against the Word of God is a lie. You're creating the atmosphere. Shut it! We have got to go beyond it. And the only way we can get through this is to get on our face and pray. Pray. That's the only way we're going to have victory. That's the only way we're going to see the other side of what is opposing us. That's the only thing that's going to give us victory. You think your knowledge, your revelation is going to get you over that wall? It's not. It is prayer. It is not by your strength or your might. It is by His Spirit that will give us victory. Amen. Stand to your feet.